Hare Krishna. Purusha Shukta confirmed is where devotees are reading in New Rajadam, which is, of course, the second canto, sixth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And today's verse was describing the greatness and the glory of the Supreme Lord. He is perfect, complete, pure, unlimited, without beginning, without end, so many other wonderful things. And it brought to mind for me the importance. It was a lengthy purport by Srila Prabhupada. A lot of it to do with Vishesha Shunyavad, the shortage, or the shortcoming, excuse me, of Mayavadis, yogis, and bogies, sense enjoyers who always remain unhappy, Ashanta, without finding peace, because they don't really know what the absolute truth is, and they don't surrender to the Supreme Lord. And what brought to mind for me was the importance of our original vow, at least my original vow, and of many devotees that I know, in coming to Krishna consciousness. I'm not talking about the vow of initiation, marriage vow, other vows that we take, but a vow that we take which is not so formal, but perhaps more important than all of those other vows, because it's the substance of them all. It's our vow that in this life we want to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada made this the motto of the Krishna consciousness movement, back home, back to Godhead. That's a very significant thing, right? Because obviously the motto of an organization, what we present publicly to others, shows what our goal or what our purpose is. And in wanting to achieve a purpose, that has to be there. And it is really the substance of all the other formal vows that we take. For instance, the vow of initiation, we vow to follow the regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. However, if we're not determined to go back home, back to Godhead, how long will the real substance, or how long will it be possible to even stick with those vows themselves? Not very long, and we see that, therefore, that sometimes devotees give up on that. In the seventh canto, Srila Prabhupada quotes Chakravarti Thakur on the power that one derives from taking a vow. He gives the example of when it's time for a fast, say an Ekadasi fast, and in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, Ekadasi fast, or at least Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation, which you find in Prema Vivarta, is that devotees should dry fast, stay up all night chanting Hare Krishna, talking about Krishna, and next day break fast with at the suitable time. And of course, we don't do that. But sometimes we do. The essence of that is that we at least we fast from grains and try to increase our chanting and hearing. We do have fasts like Janmashtami fast, where we're meant to dry fast all the way until midnight, and that's in itself already a challenge. But in any case, when one tries to follow a fast, if one takes a vow to do that, the night before, now I'm going to follow this fast, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, And it's a psychological preparation that then makes it much more easy to follow the fast, to greet the fast next morning. It isn't that all of a sudden someone wakes up and thinks, oh yeah, wow, today's Ekadasi, and boy, I'm going to have to fast all day long. It's starting off from a real position of weakness rather than a real position of determination. And that position of determination gives that type of resolute strength. As Krishna himself says, Yeshatvantagata papam janayana punya karmanam tedvandam onid mukta vajantimam jidhavrata. There are conditions for this jidhavrata, for having strong determination. And so being determined, meditating, and taking a vow before makes it all that much easier. Similarly, when we come to Krishna consciousness, then that vow, yes, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. I'm going back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. And whatever it takes, I'm going to follow. Of course, that vow is not like a one-day Ekadasi vow, or even if someone takes a two or three or a week long fast or something like that. This is a lifelong vow, and therefore the tendency is that, well, we may more readily forget. But at least if it was there in the very beginning, and it's something that we really treasure, something that we write down, make even a either mental note, written note, something that we continue to remember, something that we share with others, with other close friends, our real determination that, yes, we do want to go back home, back to Godhead. And that's what we should want to do. That's what should be our real determination. And when we do that, when we have that, then yes, the substance, why is it that I'm going to refrain from these four habits? Why is it that I'm going to chant at least 16 rounds, and I'm going to cultivate the quality of that round? Because I want to attain love for Krishna. So it's a it was a thought. It was something that I elaborated on today. And although in this verse Krishna's greatness was being the Lord's greatness was being enunciated, it emphasizes that we're not embarking on a small journey. This is not some type of small effort that we've embarked upon to attain Krishna. Krishna, who's not attained by these yogis or by these austere gyanis, with all of their many perfections that may have achieved, which may be very helpful as a groundwork for devotional service, but which in themselves actually don't give one the ability, ajita jita sukha, to actually conquer the unconquerable Supreme Lord. It's a real serious effort, endeavor that we've embarked upon. And not only are we embarked on something that we want to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we're actually trying to attain Krishna, who lives in Goloka, and who fully manifests his personality. And it is not only that he's, yes, just a person, it's not only that he's God, but he's a person who doesn't necessarily conduct himself as the Supreme Lord, but prefers to be himself, prefers to be a person. So surrendering to him means actually to completely submit ourselves to the conduct of that person. And we know that Krishna comes, Krishna goes, he makes his associates cry. He engages in so many different types of pastimes. So it's not a matter of just surrendering and getting to know the Supreme Lord, but it's getting to know this person and surrendering to this person, heart and soul, speaking his language, which is really the language of love. And it's something that, unless one has attained that language himself, then we don't go back home, back to Godhead. We cannot purchase Krishna. It's like any two people. Unless they speak the same language, they're not communicating. So although certainly Krishna speaks so many tongues, he speaks in every language, in every tongue. But in all of these languages that he speaks, there's a very hidden language as well. It's the language of love. And ultimately to understand what Krishna's saying, understand what Krishna wants, and to be able to surrender to Krishna, to conquer Krishna, to be with Krishna, we have to speak the language of love and sattva dhamma pratitya. That language of love, amazingly, starts with complete surrender to Krishna, and it progresses from there into a certain type of spontaneous, a purity of heart that invokes a certain type of spontaneous attachment that these jnanis, yogis, etc., they can't attain, which gives a type of ecstatic bliss that, although sometimes may appear to be happiness, sometimes it may appear to be sadness, is such an intense ecstatic bliss that the residents of Vaikuntha, who live with a very predictable Lord Narayan, who always conducts himself as one would expect the Supreme Personality of Godhead to conduct himself. Not as a cowherd boy, not as a whimsical youth, not as a unpredictable lover, or a rowdy friend, or a sometimes misbehaved son, but who's always proper in his ways, even they will never understand. Just this special language that the residents of Goloka Vrindavan speak, this special language of love and absolute, unconditional surrender to this extraordinary, wonderful youth and his eternal associates. So it's a great journey that we've embarked on, and one needs to have a very strong vow to embark on that journey, to make sure that we are actually going where we want to go. And it's a vow that there, because the journey is a long one. It's not 10-day journey, but it's a lifelong journey. Therefore, it's one that needs to be retaken ourselves within, reaffirm our own vow that, yes, we want to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.